Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, I believe. This is podcast number 41. Anyways, I had an interesting day yesterday. There's a gentleman in Australia here. I'll be all right. In Brashov here, who's from Australia. And he has a very strong lineage in classical sword play, Japanese classical sword, many different arts. And I'm not a connoisseur of martial arts grandmasters, right? I have never have been one of these guys who, you know, knows all the names of everybody and likes to drop the names and all that. But he told me his lineage, and we had coffee one day just after the new year. And I've recognized a lot of the names, impressive lineage. I got to watch him do a demonstration yesterday, and again, it was very impressive. I love sword. I never took it. Even though sword is part of my root art, well, can be, out of my original, from my original grandmaster, who was also a Kumdo practitioner. And his school, he's passed away a few years ago, but his school, he was survived by his oldest boy, still does practice Kumdo. Now his youngest son is in my old hometown of Windsor. With his own organization, because him and his dad had a falling out, which is not unusual. But anyways, I was invited to go see this demonstration, and then there was a seminar going on there with a group of police. They're referred to as the Gendarmerie. I'm not exactly sure where they sit on the level of police here in Romania, but they are towards the top because they are armed, whereas the local police are not. And it was a Hapkido guy there, an Australian gentleman. Did not realize who he was, even though I definitely heard of him, but it turns out it was Grandmaster Jeff Booth. And it was interesting to meet the man. He asked me about my lineage, of course, which is not, for Hapkido, is not a famous lineage. We come out of Kuksul Hapkido. Now, he was a student of Grandmaster G, who is one of the two recognized founders of Hapkido. But it was an interesting meeting. I did not realize who it was until afterwards. And again, because I'm not into that sort of thing. Now, had it been 20 years ago, I would have recognized him for the fact he was in Taekwondo Times a lot, right? But today, we've all grown a little bit older in the last 20 years. But it was definitely interesting. But it drives me to this question is, you know, how in the world did he end up in Brashov teaching the Gendarmerie? Especially when he has no Romanian skills. Now, he had a translator there who was actually part of the sword school that is here. But I'm very curious as to what that whole thing was. But anyways, the reason for my commentary today is I am not a traditionalist. And I think that Grandmaster Booth realized that and was not very impressed by that. But traditionalists are typically not impressed by the non-traditionalist. And I was a traditionalist for 16 years. You know, I believed that the patterns should never be changed, that they were sort of like some kind of a word given down from God that, you know, this is the way it should be and all that. And then the real world kind of gave me an awakening when it came to what it was I was practicing. Right? I've done a little bit of research since then, and you know, even though I can definitely respect and honor somebody who honors tradition, times have changed, and times will change again. And ultimately, in my view, the purpose of martial arts is for self-defense and to remain safe. So, you know, I hope that everybody there listening to this, or, you know, in a martial arts school who are even not listening to this, are realizing the fact that your art has to evolve and change. You can certainly keep traditions within it, right? I've kept no traditions. I don't even use Korean in my school anymore, right? There are reasons for that. but I'll say it. Everything was so damn political yesterday, right? And that's the kind of thing that just absolutely drives me crazy in this whole system, is this idea of political. You know, it's, I don't even have words for it. Last time I saw Grandmaster O, who was, you know, my original grandmaster, Him and I had words. Well, him and I have had words on a few occasions, but they weren't kind. He came over to me and he said, so you're going to rejoin my organization? And I thought he was referring to a different organization. I didn't think he was referring to his school. And when I realized that he was talking about, you know, changing my school name to Jungle School of Taekwondo, which is what he calls it. Well, he's Jungle School of Martial Arts because he started to acknowledge his Hapkido roots after I did. I said, no, I would decline on that. And I can recall him stating to me, if you don't join my organization, I'll destroy you. Well, he's dead. I'm still here. And no, I didn't kill him. Right? He died of being old and miserable. But yeah, I said that, guys. I said that. Truth's the truth. Unfortunately, sorry, I got interrupted there, so I just paused it. I don't want to re-record all of this. But, you know, I look at the way things are, especially with the generation before me in martial arts. And, you know, it's supposed to, martial arts should bring us all together regardless of style. It should not be ego-driven, belly-bumping pile of shit like I was seeing yesterday, right? Maybe I'm too sensitive, I don't know, but I thought myself that there was an attempt to put a show on, and I don't know why. Nobody needs to impress me. You know, I mean, on the grand scheme of things, I'm just another 30-some-odd-year martial arts guy. There's thousands upon thousands of us all over the place, and we all have something to contribute. But anyways, that's my sort of podcast rant for today on that. Just kind of wanted to get off my chest, and I know that, you know, I've had conversations with a lot of you guys over the time, and I'm sure you might appreciate where I'm coming through, and you've probably been through it yourself many times as well. Feel free to comment below, and we will talk to you guys next time. Ciao.